USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A group of Iranian protesters demanded that the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, step down after the government said that its military had mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian plane, killing all 176 people on board. Also, Iran briefly detained the British ambassador to Iran. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab slammed the Iranian action as breaking all international law. The protesters in Iran expressed anger at what they perceived as an initial cover-up on the cause of the crash. Prior to Iran's admission, it had denied shooting down the plane. Those aboard the doomed flight included 82 Iranians, 63 Canadians, and 11 Ukrainians, including the 9 crew members. 10 passengers were from Sweden, 4 from Afghanistan, 3 from Germany, and 3 from the UK. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump has released more information about the potential strikes by former General Soleimani. USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump said Qassem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
The White House is considering dramatically expanding its much-litigated travel ban to include countries amid a renewed election year focus on immigration by President Donald Trump. It's unclear exactly how many countries would be included in the expansion, but two of the people involved have said that 7 countries, majority of them Muslim, will be added to the list. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This season's flu continues to hit children and young adults particularly hard, with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reporting there have been twice as many pediatric flu deaths than the same time last year. What's more, a second strain of the virus that more commonly infects younger people is becoming more widespread. Experts say this year's flu could end up being less severe overall based on two indicators: hospitalizations and deaths. This past week, the CDC received 5 new reports of children who died from the flu, bringing the number of pediatric flu deaths to 32 so far this season. The agency estimates that 9.7 million people have had the flu this season, with 4,800 deaths reported. 49 states, plus Washington, D.C., and U.S. territories, are reporting either regional or widespread flu activity. If you're looking for a cool place to travel, you can start at our nation's capital. Washington, D.C. topped the New York Times list of the places to go in 2020. The article cites several reasons D.C. beat out other parts of the world, like the British Virgin Islands, Bolivia, and Greenland. For starters, there's a long list of the city's free museums. The writer also notes the growing dining scene that offers a wide range of tastes, which are full of international influences. There are also many historic theaters and concert halls. Washington, D.C. is one of only 2 places in the United States to be listed in the top 10. Paso Robles, California, which is known to wine lovers, ranked 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.